Times are also tense in France right now. In the southern city of Marseille this week, a 15-year-old boy who said he was inspired by ISIS attacked a Jewish teacher. In response, the head of the Jewish community gave a safety tip about skullcaps that has infuriated some people. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
Speaking on the radio, Zvi Amar, head of Marseille's large Jewish community, said it might be better if Jews in Marseille, for the time being, stopped wearing their skull caps, known in Hebrew as a kippah. At least, he said, until these barbarians calm down. He was referring to an immigrant Turkish Kurd high schooler who set upon a Jewish teacher with a butcher knife. The attack by the young radical this week has horrified the country, but so has Amar's proposal. France's head rabbi Haïm Korsia called it defeatist.
To suggest this is like saying Jews bear some of the responsibility for being attacked, this is the same thinking as those who would say a woman is guilty of a sexual attack because her skirt wasn't long enough.
Several of the recent terrorist attacks in France have specifically targeted Jews. National Jewish community leader Joël Mergui says Jews know the threat posed by young extremists. But we're not going to stop going to stadiums or cafes or concert halls, he says, and so Jews will continue to wear the kippah. An Israeli journalist secretly filmed himself walking through some of Paris's Muslim neighborhoods wearing a kippah last year. Broadcast on French television, the clip shows him drawing some unsavory comments. A group of young men can be heard comparing him to a dog. French officials on the left and right have also denounced the proposal for Jews to remove their skull caps. Parliamentarian Xavier Bertrand spoke on a popular radio show.
Si les Juifs à Marseille renoncent à porter leur kippa.
If the Jews of Marseille don't wear their kippa, France is no longer France, because it'll mean letting those who want to change our way of living and values win.
10,000 soldiers now patrol the streets of France. Nowhere is their presence more visible than in Paris's traditional Jewish quarter, Le Marais. Clothing shop owner Stéphane Lévy says he feels safe, but things have changed in the last couple years.
Il vaut mieux quand même ne pas porter la kippa ou porter une casquette ou un chapeau.
Now sometimes I think it's less risky to wear a baseball cap or a hat rather than a kippa, he says. Not only in France, but everywhere, because let's face it, these days Jews are targeted. Teacher Avraham Sharbit is wearing his kippa. So is his 4-year-old son sitting in a seat on the back of his bike.
Il faut porter une casquette.
Yeah, sometimes I wear a cap instead of a kippah, but not always, he says. I do both. It's not a big deal. Charbit says he's not afraid, and France is a good place to raise his children. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.